Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss changes in life and changes in residences.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. One of my clients called me, and unfortunately, they're going through a divorce they did not expect and did not anticipate when they bought their first home about a year ago. Given that circumstance, she's looking at the possibility of having to sell. And I said, well, wait a minute. That's a quick turnaround. There's not a lot of upsides to that, except life happens and you've got to do what you've got to do. But you're going to drop into the renter's pool again and start over with new needs and have another chance at some time in the future to grab onto your own house. So let's talk about how you can hold on to that. I would suggest roommates just to get started and start paying and covering the nut on that mortgage on your own.
Be careful, of course. There's always a security issue. If you do not know the person, you do not know their personal habits, there may be more abrasion in that roommate selection than the benefit of the economic contribution toward the monthly mortgage payment. But that's just me. I'm on the security side, the safety side of things. I'm getting old.
Not me. I live on the edge. I'll take the antithesis of that role. In looking at that opportunity, really what I'm suggesting is there's an alternative to selling. And as soon as you feel there's an alternative to your game, your plan, then you're empowered to move smarter on the rest of the package. So if ideally it is to sell, but only if you cover a mortgage that's pretty tight numbers since you bought recently, then you can have a plan B. So work the alternatives out when you have to make a move.
Now, also be aware that the ex-spouse-to-be who is not going to be in possession of the house will most likely require, demand, etc., that their name be removed from the mortgage. That's not easy. You may have to refinance in order to get the name of the ex-spouse-to-be off of that loan.
Now, the good news is, if this is your position right now, you've got the opportunity of interest rates that are phenomenal to see if you can qualify on your own, as well as the opportunity of a marketplace where you've got resale that's appreciated pretty aggressively over the last 12 months.
The idea, though, I think if you have a property that met your needs, and what hasn't happened is the marital union staying together, if there's a way of retaining that somehow or another, one or the other person retain it, I think you'll be benefited in the future as long as you can support the mortgage payment.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.